Cake Alley is a song by P.T. Wheatstraw, released in 1938 on their Decca label. Born William Bunch, he was, by the late 1920s, performing as P.T. Wheatstraw in and around bars and a barbershop in East St. Louis, Illinois. Wheatstraw began recording in 1930 and was so popular that he continued to record through the Great Depression, when the number of blues records issued was drastically reduced. Although not his first instrument, Wheatstraw mostly played piano on his recordings.
There's a place in St. Louis, they call Cake Alley, you know. There's a place in St. Louis, they call Cake Alley, you know. It is a very tough place. Ooh, where all the bums do love to go. Cake Alley run from Blair Avenue on out to 15th Street. Cake Alley run from Blair Avenue on out to 15th Street. But the good thing you can get in Cake Alley, well, I swear it can't be beat. When you go and kick alley, you better know just what to do. When you go and kick alley, I say you better know what to do. Because now the bum in Cake Alley, woo, well, will take your money from you. I was living in Cake Alley a very short time ago. A very short time ago. But that's why I left my sweet woman. Ooh, well, then I go to Vandermo. The reason they call it Cake Alley, because the cakes is very cheap. They call it Cake Alley. The cakes is very cheap. Man, I'd have bummed at Cake Alley. Woo, well, I'll knock you off your feet.
Dinah Washington, also known as the Queen of the Blues, won a talent contest at the age of 15, after which she began performing in clubs. By 1941, she was performing in some of the best-known Chicago clubs, at one time even the Garrick. She sang upstairs while Billie Holiday performed in the downstairs room. This is Washington with Call Me Irresponsible.
Boy, you adore you. Go on and call me unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows, I'm inclined to pursue.
Barry Eugene White was a singer-songwriter born in Texas in 1944, a two-time Grammy Award winner known for his bass voice and romantic image. His greatest success came in the 1970s as a solo singer. This, from 1974, is one of his biggest hits, Can't Get Enough of Your Love.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that. There's many times that we've loved and we've shared love and made love. It doesn't seem to me like it's enough. It's just not enough, baby. It's just not enough. Oh, oh, baby. My darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Girl, I don't know why I can't get enough of your love, babe. Oh, some things I can't get used to, no matter how I try. It's like the more you give, the more I want. Baby, that's no lie. Oh, no, babe. Tell me, what can I say? What am I gonna do? How should I feel with everything in you? What kind of love is this that you're giving me? Is it in your kiss or just because you're sweet? Girl, all I know is every time you're here, I feel a change.
Founded in 1978, Edinburgh Jazz and Blues Festival is now one of the largest and most respected jazz and blues festivals in Europe. It's one of the 10 major festivals that gives Edinburgh its reputation as the world's leading festival city. With 130 concerts taking place in theatres, parks and clubs in the city centre, as well as in every ward in the city. For more information, go to www.edinburghjazzfestival.com. The 2026 festival will take place from Friday the 17th to Sunday the 26th of July. As well as 10 days of concerts, the programme features two free outdoor events, Mardi Gras and Edinburgh Festival Carnival. Jimmy Reed revolutionised the Chicago blues scene with his laid-back, harmonica-driven style and boogie rhythms, earning him the title Big Boss Man of Blues. His blend of vocals and simple tunes made him influential in shaping the sound of modern blues music. This is Can't Stand to See You Go. Leroy Carr was born in Nashville, Tennessee in 1905. He was a blues singer, songwriter and pianist who developed a laid-back crooning technique and whose popularity and style influenced such artists as Nat King Cole and Ray Charles. His recording career was cut short by his early death due to alcoholism, but he produced a large body of work, including this one from 1928, and working alongside his longtime collaborator, Scrapper Blackwell, this is Carr with I Carried Water for the Elephant.
Circus came to town, to the circus I went. Didn't have a ticket, didn't have a cent. Circus man said to see the show without a cent, you got to carry water for the elephant. I carried water for the elephant. Back and forth to the well I went. Arms got sore and my back got bent, but I couldn't fill up the elephant. To the man with a standing up collar, said for a bit that elephant's a holler. He gave me a ticket, says first you'll see the animals in the menagerie. First I saw a lion and the lion he roared, aroo. Saw the wild duck and the wild duck quack, 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 quack. Saw the wild cat and the wild cat meow, meow. Saw the old crow and the old crow call, saw Mr. Possum sitting on a limb, big black bear sitting next to him. Saw the old monkey like in a zoo, and a wild rooster says cock-a-doodle-doodle-doo. Saw the hippopotamus splash in the water, trying to flirt with a crocodile daughter. Saw the giraffe and a big kangaroo. Saw an owl holler, hoo, hoo, hoo. Saw the wild birds and the birds sing sweet, tweet, tweet, tweet. Saw the wild dogs and the wild dogs bark, ow, ow, ow. Saw the cuckoo and the cuckoo coo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Saw the hyena and the hyena laugh. I went down to the circus tent, sure am doggone glad I went. Saw the whole show didn't cost a cent, cost a cat water for the elephant.
Cha 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 in Blue is a song by Junior Wells, released as a vinyl single on the Profile label in and taken from his 1972 album In My Younger Days.